He says, المهدي من عطرتي من ول فاطمة. If we look at Sunan Ibn Dawood with regards to this narration, in volume 4, page number 1832, he says something slightly different. He says, المهدي من عطرتي من ول فاطمة. So this is where the qaid, the context of Fatima to Zahra, salamullahi alayha, is now coming in. So he says, المهدي is from my عطرة. إني تاركم فيكم الثقلين كتاب الله وعطرتي is from my عطرة. And now he adds from Fatima to Zahra.
It's really interesting for the Prophet to add this idea to specify Hazrat Fatima, because mm-hmm. that gives centrality to her, right?
Correct.
That gives importance to her, that it is through her. Who else could it be through, right? Hazrat. The Prophet was not known to have any other offsprings, right? Hazrat. That reach an older age. Therefore, it's clearly from Sayyidah Fatima, but he's insisting on this is going to be from this lineage.
Yes.
Is really important. He's, because in the Arab times, the lineage normally goes through the boy, right?
Boy, yeah.
This is a girl, and he's insisting that those who come after him associate them to me,
mm-hmm.
right? This is a really Correct. Important point.
Correct. You know, because you can intellectually fathom a situation whereby, according to the Ahl Sunnah, Rasulullah would be raised, as a prophet, okay? And he would offer Islam to the people would accept. And then for whatever reason, this لِيُظْهِرَهُ عَلَى الدِّينِ كُلِّ وَلَوْ كَرْهِ الْمُشْرِكُونَ has not yet materialized. And a random person later on, who's like a faqih, a very knowledgeable person, knows the Quran, etc., but has no connection with Rasulullah whatsoever, Allah could have made him the Al-Mahdi. Mm. True or not?
Yep.
But here in the riwayat of Ahl Sunnah, they're saying no. There's some type of specific ingredient, a golden ingredient here, that he has to be linked to me, and he has to be linked through Fatima to Zahra, salamullahi alayhi. Let me skip to this last bit here, okay? He narrates another hadith of the same thing with a third chain, and then he makes a conclusion at the end, which is very interesting and which really drives home the importance of the masala of al-Mahdi inda Ahl al-Sunnah. Next to the Ahl Sunnah. He says at the end, he makes a summary on page number 94. He says, وَانْضِمَامُ هَذِهِ الْأَسَانِيدِ بَعْضُهَا إِلَىٰ بَعْضٍ. He says, if you were to put all together the different asanid and everything that goes with it, وَإِيدَاعِ الْحِفَاظِ ذَلِكَ, and if you're looking at like making a compilation and protecting all of these things and putting them all together, what's his conclusion? في كتبهم يوجبول. Interesting. يوجبول قطع بصحته. He says these narrations about the Mahdi being from Wulda Fatima, it gives us yaqeen, قطع,
certainty,
yeah. that it is correct and it is صادر, that it's come from the Holy Blessed Tongue of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. So this is regarding al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi's prophecy of ghayb, that he will be from Fatima to Zahra.